you know, we were embarrassed last week. And I think, you know, that rolled over to this week. I mean, we were really embarrassed and down. And, you know, I think we came out today and really played the team ball very well.
You gave the Raiders a huge boost in the first half. Double pen, tackle, turn, receiver. Just take me through that play.
I mean, it's a play that Ole, like I was telling him, Ole did that play for me in Tampa a couple of years ago and actually scored it the first time against San Fran in San Fran a couple of years ago. I mean, it's a play I've been talking to him about all year. He finally put it in a couple of weeks ago, and it was a perfect call. I was kind of nervous because Justin Smith was there last year. I mean, last time I played this, I thought he was on no, but, you know, it was a great play. Could have been a better pass from my quarterback, but
a little short.
I'm not going to say anything. I got it in there, and it just feels good to be able to help our team win, man. Our team's been working hard. Our coaches been working hard. Players have been working hard. Season's not happening the way we want to, but we're still fighting it. You know, we got three more, and we're still gonna keep fighting.
You talked about the job that Derek Carr did today, but what about Michael Rivera?
I mean, he's been on all year. I mean, he's been making plays all year, man. He's been, you know, one thing you guys don't really notice about him, man. You know, he's been blocking his butt off too. You know, they don't give him a lot of credit for that. He's been run blocking his butt off. You know, he's not just a receiving tight end. He can block too, and he's been doing a good job of getting there and getting in the trenches with us and blocking. And then when it's time for him to run his route, you know, it's hard for linebackers and safeties to guard him. Man, he's doing a great job, man. I keep telling him, just keep building, keep getting better and better. He's a special tight end for us.
Is it kind of a mixed bag when you look at how, like, you guys have played well against the Niners and the Chiefs, but you guys could have had more wins by now, and you can maybe think about how well you guys played?
I mean, that's why it's sickening, because it's like, you know, we come out here, we do this, we do that against Kansas City, and then last week we come out and we lay an egg. So it's kind of like, you know, it's frustrating. We need to get to that consistency point. We need to get to that point where we can do that on an every game basis. And, you know, we're working hard to get there. It's not happening as much as we want, but we're still working hard. And, I mean, that's, you know, with the record as it is, that's all you can ask for is guys that want to come and work and work. You know, the coach ain't got to push us to work. We want to come and work and get this thing turned around and get this thing better. And, you know, got three more opportunities, so I'm looking forward to that. We could build from this, and we got to keep going.
You guys know how much this game means to Raiders fans, but for this team, where the 49ers in the Bay Area kind of reign supreme, quote unquote, is this bragging rights for another 4 years or what?
I mean, we could brag a little bit. Sure, they got a little more talking to do to us. We only won two games, but it was a big game for the Raider fans. I mean, I went to the barbershop on Friday. There's a lot of Raider fans in there, and they, you know, they were telling me, you know, this is our Super Bowl, Dom, this is our Super Bowl. And I was like, you know, I was joking with him, like, shoot, it's ours too. But you know, I'm happy, you know, that we came out came out victorious. And, you know, with the Raider fans that's been sticking with us through the thick and thin, I think this is just a big exhale for them.